أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون. إنا نحن نرث الأرض ومن عليها وإلينا يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 39 and 40 of Surah Maryam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah ta'ala commands him by saying, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and warn them, that is the whole of mankind, but especially those who have not brought iman in Allah Ta'ala, they have not brought iman on the day of Akhirah. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Yawm al-Hasra. Warn them about the day of remorse, the day of regret. Amongst the many names of the day of Qiyamah, one of the names that Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran is this Yawm al-Hasra, the day of remorse and regret. Who are those who are going to remorse? One will be those who had not brought iman. Their regret will be, how I wish I had brought iman. Their desire will be that they come back into this world and they practice righteously after bringing iman. Those who brought iman but did not practice righteously, their remorse, their regret will be, how I wish I practice righteously. Those who were pious in this world, their remorse and their regret will be, how I wish I had practiced more and I was more practicing, I was more pious, more obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. When the judgment will be made, when the judgment will be over, when Allah ta'ala adjudicates, those who will go to Jannah and those who will go to the fire of Jahannam. In many different narrations, Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah, Imam Tirmidhi, other Imams, they narrate a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the people of Jannah will be given Jannah, they will be awarded Jannah, and those of Jahannam, they decision in their case will be that of Jahannam. Thereafter, a place between Jannah and Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command that a ram is brought, a sheep is brought. In some narrations, it will be brought on the sirat, what we call the pull sirat. And then Allah will give the command, and that ram, that sheep will be slaughtered. And that slaughtering will be of mouth, of death, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create in the form of the sheep or the form of this ram. And now death will be slaughtered would mean that there is no more any death. Death is something that will happen on this world. In this world, death is a reality. But there, after the jannatis are given jannah, the Jahannamis will be put into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us all. Now there is no death. Then at that time, the people of Jannah will have a worry and concern. Are we going to be taken out of Jannat? The people of Jahannam will become very enthusiastic that perhaps we are going to be taken out of Jahannam and we will be awarded Jannah. And when this happens, then the announcement will be made that now you will remain, O people of Jannah, forever and ever in Jannah, and death will never ever overtake you anyway. Thereafter, the people of Jahannam will also be addressed that now you will remain there forever and ever, and death will never overtake you. In other words, that is now your final abode forever and ever. After narrating this hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this ayah, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. In this current situation in this world, they are in a state of ghaflat. They are in a state of heedlessness. They are heedless about the power, the might of Allah. They are heedless about the hereafter. And they have not brought iman in Allah. They have not brought iman in the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu narithul ard. Certainly we shall become the inheritors of the earth. وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا. And whoever and whatever is on this earth. The meaning of this is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the owner of everything. Everything is in the ownership of Allah. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shares that ownership with the people of this earth. Whatever we have in our possession is a superficial ownership. It's there now, but there will be a time where we will leave it, or it will leave us, and that ownership comes to an end. But وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the earth, in the skies, all of it belongs to Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All the sovereignty of the earth and the skies all belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now when every human being has left this world and when everybody has died, then the ownership of everything will not be shared with anyone. All of it will still remain in the ownership of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. And to us would they all be returned. That is the whole of humankind, the whole of jinn. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concludes the incident of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and his blessed mother in this manner, that the whole crux of it is our iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our worship only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the preparation for the day of Qiyamah, to know that this life is the journey, it is not the end of the journey. Hence where the destination is, what we should aim for, is all for Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah Ta'ala grant it to all of us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.